The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.
All right, right now we're talking cancer. Let's talk cancer. And in studio with me, we have Miss Amelia McPhee Ogaro, who looks very nice. She came in, and when I saw her, I was like, hey, I love your new hairstyle. We rocking.
Blush, you have me blushing.
So she is a survivor of cancer, and she was in at Freedom 106.5 FM a few months ago. Last year. And talking about her journey and the process of from diagnosis, fear, treatment, and then coming out of that transitioning into survivorship in the, how many years was it? It was a course of...
Since 2021, I was diagnosed. So, mm-hmm. Four years.
Yeah. And her journey, and then talking about networking as a survivor. Mm-hmm. And this month is Cancer Survivorship Month.
Yeah.
So I know that we're going to be focusing on how, well, services and how you, that whole process goes through. So tell us a little bit about that and what role the Trinidad and Tobago Cancer Society plays as well.
All right. Thank you so much, Tuska, for having me again. And I must say thank you to the Cancer Society for allowing me the space to come and share. The Cancer Society, they play a very important part in this. We have a strong network, mm-hmm. Survivors, and we hold meetings. They have meetings. And if we, like, when we don't have meetings, we have a strong community of ladies and men, because a lot of times people may have the perception that, you know, these organizations is just based towards women alone, but mm-hmm. we have men as well within the organization. And sometimes we network, we call each other, check in, you know, sometimes you might just hang out or so with each other. This month for Cancer Survivors, there is a walk on the 14th of June at, I think it's, let me check my details. I can't mm-hmm. remember
sure.
exactly.
Sure.
But there's a walk to commemorate persons who are survivors and those who have passed and so on here.
Mm-hmm.
So that's on the 14th of June.
Yeah. Now, you made an interesting point. You're saying that cancer, yes, there are survivors who are male, mm-hmm. but it's mostly, the idea is that those services are geared towards females.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the idea too is that cancer is a woman yeah. disease,
yeah,
which is so mm-hmm. misleading.
It is.
Yeah?
It is.
What, so let's focus on the guys a little bit. What, mm-hmm. is there like a difference between the services that are provided for male and female survivors?
No. There mm-hmm. are services provided for males as well. Like at the society, they have the testing, prostate testing for men.
Mm-hmm.
And let me make a plug there, because a lot of men don't take these things seriously.
I was not going to ambush.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, that's the...
Yeah.
I don't know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, we females would know.
Mm-hmm.
So they would be able to...
Yeah.
I think quicker explain why that fear is there.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, and you would not believe that prostate cancer is one of the leading cancers within the Caribbean. Actually, Trinidad
mm-hmm.
is the leading in cancers. Prostate cancer in men. Trinidad has the highest rate of prostate cancer in men in the Caribbean. So that's something that's very alarming. So men, if you're listening, please go do your testing.
Mm-hmm.
There are services. You can go to your GP. Well, not a GP, but go to a specialist. Go to your urologist.
Mm-hmm.
You can visit the Cancer Society as well. The number is 226-1221 at the Cancer Society. I'll repeat it, 226-1221. So you can schedule an appointment and have your testings done at the Cancer Society.
To tell you the statistic, even though it's shocking, doesn't surprise me, because there's a machoism
yes.
in Trinidad and Tobago where fellas are like, well, that I'm nothing but just two drinker, whatever, and
yeah.
I'm good to go. I could just go home and take a rest and I'm good to go. And then when the cry comes,
mm-hmm.
you're so far gone
yeah.
that you find yourself depending on others to provide that mm-hmm. support for you.
Mm-hmm.
And for those who can't find that support, are there places and spaces for at least the question to be asked, how do I get that support?
Yeah. You can get those information even at your health centers, right? But you see, again, people have the perception that they prefer not know if something is happening to them. They prefer, you know, leave that alone.
Mm-hmm.
When, if it happened, it happened, and then we'll deal with it then. And sometimes it's too far gone and it's too late. And the thing is, when you hear cancer, people automatically link cancer with death.
Mm-hmm.
And that's furthest from the truth. You can live, you can survive, because there are more research, improved technologies and information out there now.
Mm-hmm.
So the medication and the treatment process is way, way much better now. So you have a higher rate of surviving.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So it's not as bleak as it's in today's medical world than how it was, let's say, 10, 15 years ago.
It's much better. And you wouldn't believe, you know, coming and saying, okay, what am I going to say? Because, you know, a friend of mine, she was asking me, so, you know, excited and so on. I said, Gail, you wouldn't believe. I just be so nervous.
Uh-oh.
I just know what, you know, to kind of prepare my mind before, but, you know, I just always say, God, let me be able to say what you want me to say.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I don't want people to be fearful when they hear the word cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And that we need to start a talk, because I was like that. I was all closed in and private. And, you know, because of that, sometimes we could miss helping somebody because of not wanting to share. And not only that, sometimes within a family circle, you might not even know your family history, because people, they hide information. Mm-hmm. They don't disclose things.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes you go to the doctor and they ask you
what's your medical history?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Any trace of this or that in your family? And you will say no, because we really don't know, because it was never discussed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everything was long ago. People will hide.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they wouldn't disclose. But we need to come to that place where we share openly and also respect persons' privacy as well, respect persons' information, how they share.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, don't just use it
confidentiality.
Yes, don't just, you know, but respect that space as well.
Yeah. So in terms of the networks that are provided now,
mm-hmm.
has there been a call for more assistance from government? And, well, as you are here post-elections, not to get political or anything like that, but what would be one of the things you hope to see in terms of cancer and healthcare?
Mm-hmm. What I really hope to see is more funding available,
mm-hmm.
and that the treatments are more accessible, services are more accessible to persons within the public health sector, and that equipments work. And we don't have this this breakdown of machines, because just yesterday, like last night, I was listening to the news and I heard that two of the CT scans machines at the San Fernando General Hospital is out of service. And yes, it's true, because I was at the hospital with a friend yesterday afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
Her mom is ill, and she was required to get a CT scan, and it so happened that, you know, the doctor had to explain that the machine is out of service, so the only ones that are working was at Point Fortin Hospital.
Wow.
At the cancer center in the back of Naparima Bowl in San Fernando. So mm-hmm. they had to actually transport her at San Fernando, just not too far from the hospital, you know, but it's a bit of inconvenience.
Yeah, because you're thinking you're reaching right there in Port of Spain, 15, 20 minutes from wherever you are,
mm-hmm.
and now you have to go all the way down.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, I hope to see that we have better services in terms of, especially for persons with cancer, you know, because it's critical. Look, for instance, I was waiting to get a CT scan done since January, and every time the appointment came close, they called to say they have to reschedule because they didn't have the dye available. So
mm-hmm.
I never got that CT scan done until April, May.
And the thing is, these little things add to the anxiety.
It does.
You're already trying your best to frame your mind to stay away from panicking yes. after hearing the word cancer.
Yeah.
And here it is, these little things yeah. just mm-hmm. add to it.
Yeah.
In terms of, you know, living life after cancer, I know that you, this is one of the questions that I posed to you when mm-hmm. you started talking about survivorship. What would have been your bucket list? So I'm checking in with you now. Have you done any other things from that list?
Right. So I did a course. It's called Cancer Patient Navigator. So I'm a certified cancer patient navigator. So what that means, I am able to assist persons through the system.
Mm-hmm.
Persons who are diagnosed and you're not sure, okay, which route to go.
Yeah.
So that's my role there. Right. Then I have a travel plan. Yeah, I need to Tuscany mm-hmm. to get that passport stamped.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and also I just want to be readily available to assist persons as well, because mm-hmm. It's not easy. Persons being diagnosed, and again, the fear factor, the mind, you don't know what to expect. So, you know, I just want to be there to assist persons, give them that reassurance, that comfort that, you know,
mm-hmm.
you'll get through this.
Yeah. And I know that we've touched on the guys, we've touched on females, understanding mm-hmm. that, well, we hear the word cancer and you think it's a female
mm-hmm.
Disease. What about the kids? How has survivorship rates been in that sector? And are there services for them as well?
I'm not too certain about the kids,
mm.
but I know that RBC especially has a foundation where they support children with cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I'm not too familiar too much with the children, but we do have children who are diagnosed with cancer mm-hmm. and their services. I know there is a foundation just because, GMB
yes.
Foundation, persons with children with cancer.
Mm. And survivorship is something that those who hear the word cancer, most times they believe that that is an endpoint that is not there for them. Do you have any words that you can encourage? And then we're going to take a short break. And when we come back, you could probably talk more about how you've been certified as someone who can do the journey with a person now beginning. So what I mean is, all right, so let's take the break. And when we come back, you'll talk about your certification in right. being a guide through sure. the process. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back, TNT. We have Miss Amelia McPhee O'Garo here inside studio talking about survivorship. This being Survivorship Month, Cancer Survivor Month. And she told us briefly that she is now a certified helper. That's the very simple yes. version that I remember that I could describe it. But basically yeah. tell us what that certification is about and what it entails.
All right. So it's Cancer Patient Navigator.
Mm-hmm.
So what that allows me, I am certified to be able to walk persons through the system. So like if you need someone to go to the doctor with you,
mm-hmm.
I am that person. I am the person who lobbies for you. If you're not sure, if you don't understand all the jargons and so on, I'm that person to stand in the gap, to help you through your doctor visits. If you're not sure, like nutrition, all these things, I'm that person.
Yeah. And I guess with help with support for doctor appointments
yeah.
and,
mm-hmm.
you know, those emotional yeah. moments.
Yes.
Especially
yes.
sitting down waiting on results.
Mm-hmm.
You're
mm-hmm.
the person that
I'm
they
that
go to.
Person. Yeah.
And
yeah.
I guess that experience, you could help with the experience because you've been through that
yes.
as well.
Mm-hmm.
And from what I remember of your conversation, you had support.
Yeah.
But there were days when, you know, your family members couldn't come
yeah.
with you. And that was around the period of COVID.
Yeah.
It's
a scary, lonely journey. And, you know, even as we passed that, Tusker, just 2 weeks ago, I had a doctor's appointment. And I was just in a nervous, anxious mm-hmm. space. And I was feeling so overwhelmed, scared, mm-hmm. everything. I was like, come on, Amelia, calm yourself, pull yourself together. You know what? I call up a friend. I didn't get that person. I call somebody else. And it's like, oh, my gosh. So I understand how persons mm-hmm. may feel. So it's so reassuring to have somebody at your side at that time, especially upon diagnosis. People that first onset,
yeah.
it's very important to have somebody who has the knowledge about it with you to guide
mm-hmm.
you through.
Mm-hmm. And advocacy in terms of the doctor-patient relationship, are you trained in that as well?
Getting there. Mm-hmm. And because I was a patient or still in the system, the relationship that I've been built with the doctors and nurses and so on, because of that, it's easier to help persons through as well, because mm-hmm. of the relationship that you have with the doctor, the doctors and nurses, you know, from the time you say, hey, Amelia, you know, so if I if someone needs something, I know exactly who to call.
Yeah,
to ask for help.
And what are some of the things from the point of view of what you just described, where you have a almost like a team supporting cancer survivors, I don't want to use the word sufferers. I don't like that. You know, the persons who are experiencing that phase, do you think that more volunteers or persons to help fund that type of program, do you think is necessary?
It is necessary. Yeah. And actually, we have persons from the Cancer Society who offers themselves as support guides as well. I know of one person who she will go to different clinics and so on, and she will, you know, talk with persons and so on. So we have persons who offer those services
those
as well.
Services.
But it's more needed. It's needed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's needed.
I think it's part of healthcare with any type of disease or complication that some heavy support services are available, and not just, well, gosh, you know, you'll be fine.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it. Mm-hmm. You're good. That kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Coming out of the types of medication, no, I know that, has that been on the topic of discussion for cancer survivors? Do you all find it easy to get this kind of medication? How has it improved since the last time?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, sometimes, you know, it may not be available, but most times, yes, it's easy to get the medication and so on. Yeah.
All right, and what are the other things that you're looking forward to inside of the month that we're celebrating cancer survivorship?
What I'm looking forward to is the networking of persons, sharing their stories, giving that hope and encouragement to persons who are going through, you know, to let them know, listen, you'll be fine, you'll be all right, you'll get through this. Because right now I'm supporting a young lady, and, you know, she said, you know, she's really thankful that we networked. And, you know, I will call, check in on her, and she, you know, she divulged to me that, you know, she reached out to a professional, and she's like, it wasn't even as much help as what I, because I guess because of me being through it, I have that connection with her. So
they say experience is a great teacher. So someone who is offering to be a volunteer but haven't been through the process wouldn't know the little nuances, you know, the little things that you're picking up on, like, are you okay today? Is the, you know, distress a little more today or less? What you're really feeling? Tell me.
I think that will come with a person's empathy and compassion, because you don't have to go through a diagnosis to be compassionate or show
empathetic.
Right. Mm-hmm. So I guess that has to be something that within an individual to reach out to somebody else to give them that. You know, sometimes someone might need is a hug.
Yeah.
You understand?
Or just a listening ear for the time being.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or a plate of food.
That too. A good home cooked meal could change lives, you know.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, or just show up and say, hey, let me just do a little cleaning for you, something.
Yeah.
You know, but just be present. Yeah.
I mean, the going out part, I'm not too sure, because I know with your immune system, you have to be very careful where you go.
Very.
Because I remember that was one of the things that you were saying.
Yeah.
And it was even more glaring because you said COVID.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So that's the thing. How do you select where do you go?
All right. So, like, as I told you, I have a friend, her mom is in hospital right now.
Mm-hmm.
And yesterday she called me, Amelia, I need you.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, okay, I'll be there. But you know what I did? I made sure I walked with my mask.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure I put on my mask. I had my sanitizer in my bag.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you have to be wise in everything that you're doing. I would select, okay, I know I have to go to work Monday to Friday, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, weekends, you know, you might have something to do. You might say, okay, this weekend, next weekend, no. You have to be selective.
Yeah. There's no time and place, I guess.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's take another break. And when we come back, we will continue to talk to Miss Amelia. And survivorship right here on Freedom 106.5 FM. And I guess a little more information on the walk by Vita's House.
Vita's House, yeah.
Coming up. Mm-hmm. Roof Mechanics and Company Limited can supply all your roofing needs, from fabricating to metal decking, custom length sheeting, aluminium guttering, soffits and flashings. Roof Mechanics and Company Limited has it all. Visit them at their two locations, Daybay and Canopia, or online at roofmechanicstt.com.
Quality roofing materials? Roof Mechanics and Company Limited can supply all your roofing needs, from purlins, I-beams, hatch channels and metal decking, to standing seam, corrugated, new wave sheeting, custom flashings and aluminum guttering. Roof Mechanics and Company Limited has it all at prices you love. Visit them today at their two locations, Daybay and Canopia, or online at www.roofmechanicstt.com. Roof Mechanics and Company Limited, your local, trusted roofing expert.
Tune in to Betterments with Host Space, Monday through Thursday, 12 p.m. to 3 p.m.
for a program that educates
and is solution-based.
Base tackles the issues that matter to you,
providing a platform to speak your mind and find solutions.
That's Betterments with Base,
with a focus on education and resolution.
This is all about making things better for you.
You
can reach us via phone and WhatsApp to share your thoughts
and find solutions
to the issues that matter to you.
So if you want to make a difference
and have your voice heard,
tune into Freedom 106.5 FM and join us for Betterments with Base, Monday through Thursday from 12 p.m. to 3 p.m.
Better for you.
Only on Freedom 106.5 FM, where we believe that your voice
matters.
This is The Human Impact on Freedom 106.5 FM. Speak your mind.
15 minutes to the hour of 12 o'clock. 15 minutes to 12. Right here on Freedom 106.5 FM. At the top, as usual, we've got your news update right here on CNC3 on the TBC Radio Network. And of course, Diabetes and You will be right after the news update. So look out for that. It's a rerun today. All right. So we're talking to Miss O'Garo about her survivorship journey, and we are talking about Vita's House.
Yeah.
They will be doing a walk that honors those who have passed on from cancer and also celebrating those who have survived. So tell us a little bit about that.
All right, so it takes place on Saturday, June 14th. The title of the walk is I Walk to Remember, and it is designated to honor the lives lost to cancer and to raise funds for free palliative care services for terminally ill cancer patients provided by the Vita's House.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So Vita's House is the only house that provides that service in Trinidad and Tobago,
I know of.
Yeah. And I mean, for those who are listening and are willing to, you know, do donations, contributions, you can get in touch with Vita's House. Do you have a contact by chance?
Just one moment. Let me see if I get one for you.
And of course, you can contact them to get more information as to how you can donate to the walk and how you could get, I think it's jerseys as well.
Yeah. So the registration fee is $125. The walk begins at 7:30 a.m. So it's 7:30 a.m. to 10 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
at the St. Mary's College grounds, Serpentine Road, Sinclair, Port of Spain. Let me see if I get a phone contact for Vita's.
And for those who are thinking about doing that on the 16th, you know, you get yourself together, get your crew together, and come out and show that support.
Mm-hmm. I'm seeing a number here on their Facebook page, 628-4673.
628-4673.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Vasan Basdeo spoke on it a couple weeks ago as well, talking about, you know, how to come out and show that support in remembrance of those who unfortunately passed and in celebration of those who are here to tell the story, like Miss Amelia.
Yeah.
Yeah. And one of the core things that you took away from this whole journey that you could pass on to those who are now finding out, getting that diagnosis, mm-hmm. what's the one thing you would want to tell them?
Live intentionally. Live. Mm-hmm. Don't think, well, okay, this is the end, it's all over. No, I want you to live and live with a purpose. Live each day meaningfully.
Mm-hmm.
You know, live like if there's no tomorrow, but just live
mm-hmm.
in the moment.
And yeah, no matter the moment.
Yeah, just live and do life and do it to the best.
Mm-hmm.
Anything you're doing, do it to the best. You're stepping out of the house, look your best. You're cooking a meal, cook it to the best. Whatever you're doing, just live mm-hmm. and do it to the best. Yeah.
There's a line in a song that I heard recently, and I've been playing it on repeat lately, to make the mundane the masterpiece.
Mm.
And I just love the way that line hits.
Mm-hmm.
Because your everyday thing, you get up in the morning and you go outside and you... Make it your masterpiece. Master that and put love in all of those small actions, and it shows.
Yeah, because as you said, the mundane, it can be like, oh, drag and dreary, like, I have to do this again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but if you master it, it won't be so difficult.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Amelia, thank you so much for being here today.
You're most welcome.
And, you know, this conversation, I hope, encourages someone to, you know, have the faith and keep the faith.
Yeah.
And everything is going to be all right.
Yes, just do it.
The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.